The ICA's newly commissioned musical performance, Family Ball, is the brainchild of two artists who have been in a creative and romantic partnership for over 20 years. The show they've worked on since the start of the pandemic will be revealed tonight. WBUR's Lauren Williams met up with them in Harlem, where it all began.
Jason Moran and Alicia Hall Moran met at the Manhattan School of Music. Jason was a third-year student from Texas, and Alicia had just begun her second degree after finishing her bachelor's at Barnard.
I see Alicia come into the building with this short hair, these long arms, and just a very different rhythm, period.
Jason and I started working together immediately. Just, we didn't know that's what it was. Immediately. And I think the first week I knew him, we were sitting, and I don't know what we were talking about, but he just turned to me, said, like, oh yeah, you so smart? Spell, misspell.
Today, Alicia is a celebrated mezzo-soprano who works at the intersection of opera, jazz, and theater. She's performed on stages across the country and has created work for institutions at the center of the art world, like the Venice Biennale and Carnegie Hall. Jason is a Grammy Award-winning jazz pianist. He teaches at the New England Conservatory of Music, and he's a musical advisor for jazz at the Kennedy Center. They've been together through it all.
In our practice, there's a lot of that we want to make sure we delineate from one another, because it's been so long that we've been together that I have lost sight that most of my ideas are not mine at all.
To reach such heights as a couple and a family requires sacrifice and patience, which is a central facet of Family Ball. Many elements of the performance have been kept under wraps, but the couple has made clear that the show will begin at night in rendering of their apartment and that the music will start slowly. That's a detail that was not easily decided on. Actually, the two are still going back and forth on it.
Hold on. So this is a phrase, rest his soul. The great Jimmy Heath, saxophonist, he said, don't bore us, get to the chorus.
And I say, chapter and verse. There's no, the whole thing is the chorus.
When the curtains go up, Jason will play a Steinway Sperio piano, and Alicia will sing on the transformed stage of the ICA. They'll act out an evening in their lives, providing context for the music as they go. And images and video of their living room will be projected behind them. Family Ball will showcase the couple's relationship in turmoil and transcendence.
So it's a presentation of a living room as the interior of our lives as a couple, but then also this view into our kitchen, which is like the gutter arena.
The show is a living public document of the work the two have made together and separately. It's an intimate look at both art and family.
But it also is a kind of a reaffirming of why we fell in love with one another, too.
Long before the tours, awards, and shared Harlem apartment, Alicia's mother gave her sage advice that prepared her for this partnership. That advice is at the center of Family Ball.
Don't get with anybody unless you like their problems. And I think with Jason, I just couldn't have done better. He's just the greatest man with the best problems I've ever met.
The performance highlights the messy in-between, the parts of artists' lives that audiences don't often get to see.
In a day where you're trying to make art, you know, you got to resolve the family ball first to get back to that work. It's personal in a way that you generally don't share with an outside audience.
In Family Ball, Alicia and Jason will grapple with the pressures they faced in their romantic and creative lives in the most public of ways, on the stage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lauren Williams.